Blog Talk Radio.
Another phenomenal program as we speak and grow rich with a mastermind co-host this morning. Today we're talking about the brain, and actually we're talking about your brain. Napoleon Hill has given us a philosophy for success as unlike any other that you can begin to imagine. So what I'd like for you to do this morning is just put on your seatbelt, buckle up, and walk through this philosophy with us this morning. We're talking with none other than Miss Johnny Lloyd, and she's going to share with us her thoughts on this phenomenal subject, the brain. But before we do that, we will look and listen to what does Napoleon Hill have to say. The brain is considered to be a broadcasting and receiving station for thought. Your thought. It's the 12th step toward riches. He goes on to share with us that more than 20 years ago, as he worked with Dr. Alexander Graham Bell and Dr. Gates, they came upon this idea, which later, you know, they began to realize that there is a connection between your brain and the vibration of thought. He says that thought is the medium of the ether and is a fashion similar to that employed as a radio broadcasting, which is a principle, and a receiving station. But the fact that every human brain is capable of picking up thought vibrations, which are being released by other brains, and that's actually what happens to me this morning. As I'm coming on this show, my thought vibrations are picking up the conversations that I had prior to this show. And so as a result of that, it doesn't matter if it is brain to brain or in inanimate objects. So as we delve into this conversation today, you will be able to make your own determination of what stimulates your brain, how does it work, how and why does it connect to others and not from others. So with that thought in mind, let us get to the show. Johnny Lloyd is a financial guru. She's also an inspirational speaker. She's a three-time international best-selling author. She'll talk to you about her books. She's also, professionally, she is a phenomenal presenter, speaker, coach, and also a workshop presenter. But before we get to Johnny, let me bring on my co-host and have them introduce themselves as we start this awesome conversation about the brain. So we'll start, of course, this time with Galen, then we'll go to Peter, and then, of course, to none other than Miss Ursula Odom. So, Galen Bingham, yes, sir, good morning. If you can introduce yourself, please.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Galen Bingham. I'm the leadership strategist. I'm an executive coach and owner of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. Really, really excited about this chapter in particular. I've spent the past 2 years studying the brain and from some of the most renowned teachers, authors in the world. And much of what they've taught me has been referenced in this book that was written in 1937. So I'm really, really excited to hear from Johnny Lloyd again and to dig deeper into the brain. So I'm excited about the show.
Thank you so very much. And none other than Dr. Peter A. James. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ann McNeil. Good morning, everyone on the set here this morning. Excited to talk to you all about the brain. I am Dr. Peter James, the high performance coach, helping you to shift your mindset. And this chapter that we're starting for November really, really is diving into an aspect that is an organ that is not really always understood. But there are some things that we know about this brain that we inject into our brain unknowingly. We talked about that a little bit with the subconscious mind. But today, we're really going to dive into how to better manipulate this mass that we have above our shoulders. Glad to be here, Anne.
Absolutely. And none other than Miss Ursula Odom. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning. I am so excited about today's show. And yes, I am Ursula Odom, the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything we do. In that, we capture and preserve all of that legacy information that you have stuck in your head and the conversations that you're having with yourself. It's time to get it out in the form of books, videos, legacy walls, and live performances. We want those stories told. And today, what's rolling around in the brains of my co-host and Ms. Johnny Lloyd, I am so excited about.
All right, well, let's get to what does Napoleon Hill have to say? He tells us that the brain is in connection with, when you think about, I just want all of us to think about the fact that we are connected to each other in unimaginable ways through our brain. But oftentimes we don't realize how does that connection work. Have you ever thought about sometimes you can enter a room and for some reason you just feel the spirit of that room from the brain inside of it, and you automatically feel a connection or disconnected. Why is that so? Well, Napoleon Hill shares with us how that works. And our desire today is to just tap into that conversation and begin to go just a little bit in depth about how does that work. So I cannot think of anybody better to have that conversation with today than our special guest, Ms. Johnny Lloyd. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here. I am just, my brain is like, whoop, whoop, whoop. So much up there. But it's the power in the room.
Absolutely. You
know? So prepare for greatness in this space.
I'm sorry, let's start with you sharing a little more about yourself with our listeners, and then we will go into the conversation about the brain, because I think that it's important to have backstory. How did you get here?
Wow.
How did you get here in terms of your first introduction to this book? And then we can go into your thoughts about the brain.
Okay, so actually I first was introduced to Napoleon Hill through my parents. They were in a multi-level sales thing, and they were really productive in it. And what they taught them was the power of self, the power of the mind, the power of whatever you can think or believe you can achieve kind of thing. So it encouraged them. They went to a lot of rallies and all this wonderful stuff. And they kind of fed us little bites of it, and we're kids, and we didn't think, at least I didn't think, I was picking up a lot of it. But the next, I ran into the wall with Napoleon Hill when I was coming out of divorce, had just had a baby, ended up in a situation where I almost died. So what happened is I became homeless. Now, I had a degree. Everything was still straight, but I found myself sleeping in someone else's home on orange shag carpet. And on that carpet, I was so afraid that I would not let my daughter lay on the carpet. I put her on my chest. And I remembered, my brain reminded me who I was. And it wasn't about where I was. Because I think a lot of times we get confused with who we are and where we are. And it was just diametrically opposed to what I had learned. So I decided at that very moment that I was going to do whatever it took to absolutely go to the next level. So I went back and I started studying Napoleon Hill. I called my parents and they reconnected me and started saying things in my life and things like that. And then I saw some other tragedies happen in my life. And I saw that every adversity is a seed of opportunity. So my daughter had to actually go away from me because I was that sick. She was an infant, and my father came and picked her up, and she was in Ohio. Had it not been for that time, he would have never spent time with his granddaughter. She was his first granddaughter, and they kept her for like 8-9 months. And had it not been for that, because he died soon thereafter, and we didn't know that. Now, at the time, I was mad. I ain't going to play with you. I was mad at everybody. But I took that energy of being mad, and I targeted it at things I could control. Because in the book, it tells you, the energy, the brain can take any emotion you have, and what it does is it multiplies it, you know. So what it does is it empowers you to do something. So I decided to do that. And I ended up, long story short, I ended up in 3 C-suite executive positions. I traveled all over the world for over 11 years. Me and my daughter lived all over the world. And ended up flying on private jets, all that wonderfulness. We had a great, great life. And still do. However, it was a decision. And even now, it's a decision because everything in our life is not perfect. So it's not about knowing a principle. It's about using the principle for your good. Because gravity works. Not everybody uses it for their good. Okay? These principles work. And knowing a principle is not the same as using a principle to impact and grow your life. And that's the thing with this. So that's my thing with Napoleon Hill. These principles work. It's like gravity. It works. You don't have to believe in it. It just works. So I just encourage everybody to really dive in and use the principles for their worth, and because they will absolutely transform your life, which is different than change.
Well, it looks like, I'm not sure, but it looks like Galen may be leaning in just a little bit as his head is bobbing up and down. So I'm not sure if he's trying to send me a message through the waves of the air, this broadcasting station connecting here. So come on, Galen.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I wanted to really kind of connect with is something that you said almost just kind of as a throwaway, and it just really captured my imagination because I heard, as I said earlier, I heard one of my teachers tell me literally a week and a half ago that we all know who we are, but we need to remind ourselves. We need to remember who we are. It's not that we need to learn who we are. We need to remember who we are. And this is in a book that he published, you know, a year and a half ago. And here you are referencing that same concept, drawing from a book that was written in 1937. So my question to you is, what are some things that you do to continuously remind yourself of who you are so that you don't end up living a life that you're not supposed to live?
Well, that's a great question. And as it relates to the mind, our mind is structured in a way that it remembers negativity more than it does positive. So I started shifting and re-identifying negative situations in my life. I started taking that same situation and adding a positive spin to it. And so it empowered me to do that, number one. Number two is I do vision boards. Not a joke. I know people play with them, but I put words and pictures. I used to only do pictures, but I need the words because there's power in words. People don't want to say that. And I write in cursive. And the reason for that is your brain connects to that flow of the cursive writing in such a way that it imprints something different in your head and it empowers it in a different way. And the last thing I do is in some of my books, I do affirmations. Affirmations affirm who you really are. And the key about an affirmation is it's in present tense, first person. Because when you say, I will, that's future. Your brain don't know what to do with it. Your subconscious mind said, okay, we will. But when you say, I am is one of the two of the most powerful words you can ever use because it's current and it's the power of the great I am. So I am. I am whatever this I'm believing in. And the key with that is it may look like a lie, but it's your truth. It may not be what you're walking in right now, but it is your truth. So you have to step it up. You have to step it up and get into your truth, and you have to, back to the broadcasting station, you have to receive what's yours and consider the rest of it chatter. Because everything that's coming in, you have to determine what's accurate for you.
Mm.
What's truth and a lie for you. Because we, when we do broadcasting, we go out like this. You know, the broadcasting station picks up a lot of stuff. The key is what are you doing with the stuff when it comes in? So I go through a shredding process in my head. That ain't the truth. And some of it I have told me. Because there's some negative thoughts that come up in us. And we have to deal with that. We have to deal with our mind. That's the only person we cannot run away from is me. I mean, you run away from people, but you can't run away from yourself. So you have to control, and Napoleon Hill talks about that. You have to control your mind, your own mind. And stop talking about you're going to give people a piece of your mind. It ain't but 3 pounds. You don't have any extra to get nobody else. Use all 3 pounds and keep on going. I'm sorry. I hope I answered.
Oh, fantastic. I've just got to say one more thing to kind of close this out because, again, I love it when all of these principles connect in one place. And, I remember one of our guests saying a couple months ago that it could be a truth. It's just not my truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're saying. I mean, there's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of information. But if that's not intended for me, if that's not the channel that I am going to be focused on, then I need to shut that off.
Right.
Thanks. Back to you.
Yeah.
All right. And I don't know who's smiling the broadest, if it's Peter or Peter. So Peter, you had a comment or question.
Listen, this Johnny, this conversation has gone so deep that Galen went dark for a minute. So, but I tell you, I have written some powerful statements that you have already said. One of them that really just jumped off the page to me and even jumped out at me was, for every adversity, there is a sea of opportunity, right? And oftentimes, you know, I think about this year that we're in. For those of you who are listening, in the future, we are in 2020, and 2020 has brought us some uncertainty, some limbo that we continue to operate in, some adversity, as you have even mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it as that. You can continue to see it as just problem after problem after problem after challenge and so on and so forth. Or you can change the narrative, right? You can really change the narrative on a regular basis. So my question is about this brain, and I'm thinking about it from the broadcasting and receiving station that we've talking about from Napoleon Hill that I've heard you mention already. And when I think of broadcasting and receiving, I think about communication. I think about the communication diagram and the sender and the receiver. So that being said, how important is communication to you? And maybe a little bit of who do you intentionally communicate with in order to continue to build this muscle that's above our shoulders?
Wow. I think that comes back to the mastermind.
Hmm.
There are certain people at my table at the mastermind, and those are the people I study. Like Napoleon Hill is at my table. I study him. So people want to use people at the table that are living. I use people that are impactful. Right, that are impactful to where I am and where I desire to go. And then the other thing is I also look at the fact that I have control.
Mm-hmm.
Most people want to use excuses. There's always going to be a crisis. It won't be this pandemic. It's going to be something else. For me, I was sick and almost died. That was a crisis in my life. All of those things. But the one thing that you tapped into and it's going to lead us in a direction, which is my fun direction, is the things that's between our brain, between our head, we get covered by two ears, right? And those ears are to help protect us, right? And what we do is we can control what's going in. We can determine how much of it that I'm going to receive. How much of it am I going to repeat? See, it doesn't really matter as deeply about what you, other people say about you as to what you repeat about yourself. Because when you say it with your lips and your ears hear it, your ears say, okay, that's what she wants or that's what he wants. Because people, because I train a lot of financial literacy, and literacy is not about someone who's poor. It's whatever level of wealth that you're at to take it to the next level. That's literacy. Like, if I'm in a room with Warren Buffett, I'm illiterate when it comes to Warren. I mean, come on. I'm not going to be sitting there talking. So that's one. But we are protected by that. And then when you think about the most valuable organs we have as our brains, we're protected by the same item on both sides. The same thing with our physical organs, our reproductive organs. We have two legs on the side to protect us. Both of us. And we determine where we walk that out. We determine what we do with that, right? But the power that we can transmute from our brain, negative and positive, because everything started in the brain. And defeat happens first in the brain. Then we start saying it, not just because we heard it, we start repeating what other people are saying. And then it ends up being a heart issue. And then we bring it to reality and we wonder what happened. You have to stop it, and you have to let me do it this way. I believe everybody's life is like a movie reel. Most people are judged based on the segment that they're looking at right now. But most movies, they started at the end, like The Great I Am, started at the end and backed up into the beginning to make sure the ending was what they wanted. That's how we need to do our lives. We need to come into a space with people that are doing greater than we are and not be afraid and not be hating. Because what you hate or what you say you hate, you can't attract. You can't attract what you hate. There's a distance to it. So if you say you hate money or people with money, expect money. If you hate people that have great marriages, happen. If you hate people that have a great body and you think you're going to work on your body, because you're not going to do the work. What are you willing to do to get what you say you want? That's the disconnect most people have, Dr. Peter.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And I don't know. This is deep now. We're going really deep.
Waiting with the sex transmutation. But that's one of the most powerful places a brain is. And Napoleon Hill talks about it on page, I think it's 220.
Yes.
He talks about the power of that because of the way our blood and our mind flows. And we have that energy in our head and all the excitement. That's one of the most creative times we can have. And I'm not telling you go out and have a bunch of sex. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying take in the emotion. don't recall me. Take the emotion, that powerful emotion, and transmute it or transfer it into your creativity, your subconscious mind. Take all of that power and create the world that you desire.
Well, just in case people are not clear on what she just said, kind of tiptoeing around the conversation. Napoleon Hill says that the emotion of sex stands at the head of the list of human emotions. As far as intensity and driving force are concerned, the brain, which has been stimulated by the emotion of sex, vibrates at a much more rapid rate than it does when that emotion is quite absent. And I'm saying, I'm reading it slowly so that we can understand the relationship, because I will raise my hand first and say, I'm just getting it. No pun intended. Okay. So the result of sex transmutation is the increase of the rate of vibrations of thought to such a pitch that the creative imagination become highly receptive to ideas, which it picks up from the ether. Or the on the other hand, when the brain is vibrating at a rapid rate, it not only attracts thoughts and ideas released by other brains through the medium of the ether, but it gives to one's own thoughts that feeling which is essential before those thoughts will be picked up and acted on by one's subconscious mind. And that's a very deep subject, and actually that's another show we can have all by itself, because when we begin to tap into, and this is actually one of the shortest chapters in the entire book, but when we begin to tap into and just dissect just that portion alone, we really could be here all day. But before we do that, I must go to Ursula, because she has been so patient, and I know she has lots to say about the subject. So, Ursula?
And for me to be patient, you know, hey, that means you all were saying a lot of good stuff. I'm going to the next page where 222 turns into 223. How do we deal with belief in what we're talking about? This sounds like crazy stuff to me. You talking about somebody sitting next to me and I can tap into their brain and they can tap into my brain and the universe gives me information. And then I'll take it even further. I remembered a little boy who they said was the reincarnation of a fighter pilot years ago. I remember this a while ago, and I went and actually Googled it. And based on what this child knew, there was no way for him to know it. None, from age 6 years old. So how do you deal with the belief of this? And then one last thing. When I start talking about belief, I say, if you sit on your phone, will it not ring? So there's stuff that happens all around us that we can't explain. So how do you explain your world?
Okay, so I'm gonna do it from three areas. First of all, we're spirit, soul, and body, right? So it's a spirit thing, right? Mm-hmm. So when you walk into a church, you're connected immediately to the spirit of the people in the room.
Okay.
Then if you walk into, when I was walking into a club, I was connected to the spirit of the people in the room. Because that's the key. And when you're walking to, when I went to Harvard and walked in, you know, it's just like, it's just the anticipation, the expectation. It's like being here. I'm sitting here thinking, I am high. And it's because of the brains that are interconnected harmoniously on one accord. Okay, so I'm going to go do Bible for just a second. In the Bible, it talks about building a tower, the Tower of Babel. It's going to go back to what Dr. Peter talked about communication. And because they were on one accord, they could do anything. The confusion happened when they ended up speaking in different languages. Now, I'm not going to go deep into how that worked. But anyway, they ended up where they were not speaking the same language, back to communication. The key is communication. What are you communicating? See, we want to communicate externally to everybody, but we don't want to do the internal thing. We don't want to spend time with ourselves. We don't want to look at ourselves internally and deal with that. We want to deal externally and tell you what you are supposed to do, but I handled me. Because most people are offended by things that they have problems with. And when, okay, so I'm going to say this. When bully is because of a place of insecurity. Because mm-hmm. you don't have to bully anybody. If you got it, you got it. You know what I tell people? I say, you got money? You ain't got a flaw in it. You just got it. You broke and you looking like you got money? I can see it. It's not the purse you carry. It's not the outfit you have on. It's your mindset. You transmute mentally before you ever see the ramifications physically. And anybody has done it the other way, 9 times out of 10, they lose it.
You know, it's,
look at the lottery.
It's funny you should say about I can't repeat what you said, but what it reminded me of is that when we have something going on in our head, part of the communication is what we do with our physical body. And when you say, I can see it, well, like there are people that sit and they just shake their legs like nobody's business. It's like, okay, what in the world is going on over there? But up here, it's all calm, right? But you see that leg and it's like, something going on. So, you know, what's here and what we exhibit can be in conflict.
Right. And if I could use another example, when I was pregnant with my daughter, number one, they told me I'd never have any children. So, so we're not going to talk about the miracle in that. Mm-hmm. So then I was in a really horrible place in my life. But externally, everything looked perfect. When she came out, all she did was shake. Any sounds, anything. See, we want to perpetrate, but we want to handle it. So I thought she was not receiving from me. Anything that's growing in you is receiving from all of you. All of you. So when she came out, like I said, she shook. She would just lay there and just shake. Any sound, anything. And it was her nerves. Mm. And to this day, which is really funny, it's different. When I cook, because I love to cook. So when I cook and it's really good to her, her leg just shakes. Her leg just shakes. Her leg just shakes. My grandson, he's only 3. I did cupcakes, you know, special for him. And so when he got there, he started eating on it and his leg just started shaking. He doesn't know. She wasn't raised with her father, but she has a lot of his traits.
Mm.
We're talking about bloodline. We're talking about connection. We're talking about spirit.
I don't even want to go there.
Let me tell you where we are going to go. Thank you. That's a perfect segue into Galen sharing with us the totality of these 13 principles, because this conversation is all connected back to the first principle of desire, which is connected to applied faith, and I could go on to the 13 and more. So, Galen, can you share with us?
Yeah, definitely want to share all of the principles and how this is connected. And actually, there's a little piece that we're going to play for you, but I just have to make one comment as it pertains to what you were saying about the bloodline. A couple of years ago, I happened to be sitting in a conference room at a conference, and on a break, I walked over and sat down with this guy that was just sitting over in the corner. Let's have breakfast together. But there was something that drew me to sit down and have breakfast with him, and had a great conversation. And it was Ron Williams, who's a follower of the show. He watches the show. He's a guest of the show. And we just seemed to have this connection. Didn't know why, just seemed to have this connection. And then he's been watching the show consistently. And come to find out, we just connected online the other day. And come to find out, he is actually living in the town that my family is from. I've visited that town every summer for the past 50-plus years, the exact same town, Helena, Arkansas. He is living in that town. Not only is he living in that town, he knows my family. His family knows my family. Not only that, he asked me questions because he was familiar with my grandfather. Not only is he familiar with my grandfather, he's familiar with my grandfather because his dad remembers preaching in some of the same times and churches as my grandfather. Now, here's the last thing. His father is now pastoring some of the same churches that my grandfather used to preach. Now, there's a connection there that we didn't know about consciously, but there was something that was a receiving, that was ascending and receiving, that said there's something here that needs to connect. And so this thing, back to what Johnny said, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to understand it in order for it to be working. So, and this is an entire process. So let's go ahead and listen to all 13 steps, how all of these are connected, because this thing works whether you believe it or not. So let's go ahead and go with Napoleon Hill's entire success philosophy. I think the sound is not quite where we want it to be. So I'll just talk you through a lot of what you're seeing already. The first principle and where this all starts is with desire. That's the turning point. That's the starting point of all achievement is desire. Next, he talks about faith, which is the visualization of and the belief in the attainment of that thing that you desire. Next, he goes to auto-suggestion, which is the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. Very often we think that we can't influence the subconscious mind, but Napoleon Hill tells us that we can, and it's through auto-suggestion. Next is specialized knowledge, personal experience, and observation. That's the power. That's the you know, a lot of famous teachers today will tell you that anything that you've ever experienced gets filed in your brain. You don't forget anything. It's there waiting for you to retrieve it. And specialized knowledge, personal experience, and observations is where that information comes in. Imagination is the workshop of the mind. And then next he talks about organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action. That's where you start organizing this information that you've received and building plans for you to achieve those goals that you desire. And next, you have to make a decision, and that's the mastery of procrastination. Left to our own devices, we will always procrastinate, and the way that you overcome that temptation is through making a decision. Then is persistence, the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. There is one thing that I can tell you that's absolutely for sure, and that is the first time you try will probably not be the best outcome. You can always get better, and you have to persist in order to build that faith that's necessary. Next is the power of the mastermind. That's the driving force. That is what everyone here is a part of. We build off of each other. We know each other's strengths. We know each other's desires, and we encourage each other to persist, to do all the steps that you've heard earlier. And then it's the mystery of sex transmutation. And as you heard Johnny talk about earlier, and you heard Miss Ann talk about earlier, that's really how do you transfer the energy that we all have in one place and put that into an area where you can achieve this area of your desire? How do you transform that energy for sex into something that is consistent with what you're trying to achieve? And then next is the subconscious mind. That's the connecting link. That is where you have, again, every experience that you've ever had, every piece of information that you've ever read is stored in your subconscious mind, but you have to figure out how and when to access it. That comes to the step that we're discussing today, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station for thought. Next is the sixth sense. That's where, as Miles Davis once said, you've got to, in order to be a great jazz musician, you have to learn everything you can and then forget everything that you've learned and just show up. That's what the sixth sense is about. How do you take all those principles that we've learned, set them aside, and then just be open to anything and everything that the universe has in store to help you achieve this goal that you say is really, really important? Those are the 13 principles, really, really powerful. And I'm just going to end with what Johnny said. You don't have to believe them in order for them to be true. You don't have to believe in gravity, but if you jump off a 13-story building, guess what? Gravity is going to make you a believer at some point. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, wow, wow. I just want to mention to everybody that may have joined a little later that we are discussing Think and Grow Rich, the RAIN principle. And he tells us that it is the receiving and broadcasting station for all thought. Our special guest today is none other than Miss Johnny Lloyd. And she is a financial guru and inspirational speaker. But professionally, she has also mentored and served thousands of military members and their families during her 27 years as an accomplished federal leader. She's traveled globally to support members at bases and headquarters. And she is also a student and certified by the Napoleon Hill Foundation in this philosophy. And so we're excited to have her back again, talking about this time, the principle of the brain. I also want to give a shout out to, you mentioned your kindred spirit, Galen, before we went to the 13 principles. And last week, he asked about the question about the habit and the habit force. And I think today's discussion that we're having really speaks a lot to the habit that we form in terms of how we use our brain. And so what I'd like to do is go around and begin to get an aha from each of you, and we're going to come back to Johnny. We want to also encourage our all of our listeners, if you have any questions on Facebook, please put them in the chat. We'll bring them to the show. And as our guest, if you have any questions in the chat, please don't hesitate to ask those questions. We've had a lot of activity actually in the chat. I want to thank all of our co-hosts for participating in that chat. There was a question by David Emanuel where he said, can we ask her to speak an opinion on trading? My brain is wanting to master options trading because it has already mastered long-term investing. And actually, he wants me to ask her that question. But before I ask her that question, seeing that I am the master wealth builder, I would definitely suggest that you go to betterinvesting.org and consider becoming a long-term investor. And you did ask for me to ask her the question. Those are just my comments. But Johnny, the question he's asking, if you would be so kind, please, to respond.
Well, I'm absolutely going to repeat what Ann said. Let me think why. Investing is connected to when you're in a group, you learn more. And for anybody to sit up and just hand you information, I'm saying, maybe not. They don't know your situation. So for me to give you information and not know your situation is not a service to you. It could be a disservice to you. So I would encourage you to, I'm not trying to punt, but I can, and let me say this, there's a couple strategies. I invest in things I use. I invest in things I know. I know banking. I invest in banks. I know that, okay? But there's other things you invest in as well. But the real thing is start by investing in you. Start by investing in you. And then, like you said, you've already done some long-term strategies, that kind of thing. But I would recommend that you join the group that Ann mentioned. I mean, it's a group that I have become a part of, and I think it's great. So I'm hope they could put that in the chat. I would recommend. Thank you so much. Just put it out there because again, and thank you for the question. Again, the real key to investing is. Is looking at when you invest, doing it for the long term, what are your goals, all of those things. I don't give people insight without knowing those things, so that's kind of that's kind of the way I flow. So thank you for the question.
Sorry, I would like to wrap that up by saying also, and you put it so well, Warren Buffett has one of his favorite quotes that says, the best investment you can make is invest in yourself. And Johnny just repeated that. And so I would love to have a conversation off the line with you about this because, again, Better Investing is the number one international organization of volunteers all over the world, and it's a not-for-profit. And so trading, day trading, and options and all of those things, we can have that conversation there. But thank you so very much for your questions. And I'd like to – Valencia has a question. She says, what do you do when you have a negative thought?
First of all, you recognize it. Then after you recognize it, you say to yourself, is this true? And if it's not true, then you say whatever the thought is it's not true. That is not the truth. And then you put truth on it. You put the truth, what the truth is. So that's what I recommend. Now, there are some amazing books, and I can't think of, he has a PhD. He does negative self-talk. Phenomenal. I think his name is Shad something. I can't think of his last name. But he does negative self-talk. But if you look at the book, if you go to Napoleon Hill and you look at this and you go through the principles, I promise you, some of the things, because he has a chapter called Accurate Thoughts. When you look at accurate thought, part of the principles in accurate thought is taking deductive and inductive reasoning. So when you look at all of those pieces, you will be able to help yourself get out of that. And then find out where it came from. Because there are some things that you were probably told in your past that you're repeating in your head because someone that you love, remember, is connected to an emotion. Someone that you love said it, and so you think that's what I must be. And then make the steps to make it a lie. Let's say somebody said you, for an example, I had a teacher that said you can't write. 3-time international best-selling author. All righty then. I think she was a liar. What you say? but let me say this. It wasn't about proving it to her. It was about me shutting it down for me. The first book I did was I did self-publish. It's about little things. Do an ebook. If somebody said like something like that to you, do an ebook. Do something that causes it to stop the thing in your head. Because you know your head, your brain has tracks in it. And if you keep on repeating what they said, it makes it groove deeper and deeper and says that it's true. So go home a new way.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And we just want to continue to encourage our listeners with their questions, but we're going to go around, starting with Galen and then with Peter and then Ursula. If you can give us your aha, and then we're going to wrap up with Johnny giving us her closing comments. And I want to thank everybody who's chimed in. A lot of people have joined us today, and it's just phenomenal. Thank you so much. Galen?
Yeah. So for me, this was just really reinforcing so many things that we've talked about over the past several weeks. And one of the things that Johnny said that really hit hard for me is he said, you know, basically that your brain is protected, right? Your reproductive organs are protected. And so those are the things that we tend to for the sake of this, at the risk of feeling crude, we tend to give away too freely. Right? There's this phrase of spending attention or paying attention. We're actually investing our attention. We're investing what we're going to pay attention to. We need to be more mindful of that because all of the information that you receive is going to affect your thoughts. And if they affect your thought, they're going to affect how you show up. So we need to really be mindful where we invest our attention so that we can be consistent with where we're trying to go. This has been an incredible conversation. Johnny is absolutely one of my favorite guests, so I'm glad we were able to bring her back and have this conversation. My name is Galen Bingham. I'm the leadership strategist, CEO of Global Coaching and Consulting. I help leaders make permanent success into their work and life. Give me a call if there's something that you're serious about trying to make into your work or life. Back to you, Ann.
So I was going to Peter and then to Ursula.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much, Ann. I'm going to piggyback on Galen. And of course, the two things that really resonated, and hopefully everyone listening also think about it from this perspective, the two ears and two legs, right? The two ears that protect your brain, the two legs that protect your reproductive organs. And with both of those entities or limbs to a certain extent that we have, you have a choice. We have a choice to decide how we want to protect our brain or our reproductive organs. Oftentimes we don't choose and we don't recognize that choice in and of ourselves. Hopefully, I hope you took away from today what Johnny mentioned about protecting your brain, what goes into it, how you communicate, and a whole lot of avenues about the choices you have relative to your brain. Yeah, thank you so much there, Johnny. My name is Dr. Peter James. I am the High Performance Coach. You can reach me at Dr. Peter A. James, at DrPeterAJames, helping you to shift your mindset. And I think we're up to Ursula next, right?
Yes, thank you.
Well, my aha comes from the last three shows when Johnny mentioned target your energy at things you can control. It reminded me of the show with my daughter Danielle, and she was talking about the color purple, and you know, she'd been saying all this to me for a while, and it was like, okay, right. And then last week Galen gave us a challenge. He said, think of a dollar amount, a color, and a person. And I called short, well, on the call after the show, I immediately said, my color was green and it's screaming at me, because he caused me to target my attention. And that exercise was an excellent one. So I honestly think you need to repeat it. So, Johnny, when you mentioned that, it pulled it all together for me. Thank you. And I am Ursula Odom, CEO of Sula 2, and we make old new in everything we do. So go to, okay, Sula2.com. Sulatoo.com, Sulatoo.com, and you have links to everything that I do. Take care.
Thank you. Johnny, if you want to give us your closing comment.
Okay, so one of the things I would like to close with is this, just to remind all the listeners this, what you feed grows. What you feed grows. So feed your brain. Feed your brain. Feed it what you want it to reproduce for you. Because it talks to one of my favorite books. It says, be fruitful and multiply. So it's going to multiply. Stop moving in addition and remember that what you feed grows, and look at multiplication. Is it what you want to multiply? And then my last statement is, where your focus goes, your power flows. Be careful what you focus on. So thank you. It's an honor to be here. And I am Johnny Lloyd. And all my contact information is johnny@johnnylloyd.com. And I'm looking forward to connecting with y'all.
Well, I am so excited. But, you know, I would be remiss if I did not mention the annual meeting. This has just been such a phenomenal program today that, Ursula, you almost got away. almost got away. And I think that there's no better place for us to convene after all of this conversation that we have had all year, other than the information that Ursula's going to share about our annual meeting. And then Laverne is going to share with us the JPEG and where you can register. And if you've never come, please plan to. But if you've come before, you must return. Yes, we are having the meeting in person. And yesterday I was at a conference with my mask, and everybody else was on their mask, and there was a couple hundred people there, and we were safe. And so, Ursula?
Yes, where your attention goes, your power flows. Is that what you just said? Well, bring your attention to Boca Raton in January, because we're going to have you focusing on what you say you want and helping all of us bring that power to making our dreams and goals a reality, because it's an accountability meeting. We are led by the Master Builder into focusing on what we've accomplished. Did we say what we said? Did we do what we say we were going to do? And if not, why? And make that adjustment so that we can make our dreams truth for the next 365 days. It is a family affair, meaning that the youngest in your family to the oldest in your family can come and enjoy this experience together. It will be the first weekend in January, January 8th and 9th. In Boca Raton. And if you go to, go to the internationalmasterminders.com, you can register, and then you'll get your instructions on what you need to do to prepare, because it's about you and your dreams and your goals. So you have to prepare for that. You have to know where you want to go. You have to think about it. And that's what this accountability meeting is all about.
Thank you so very, very much. This has been a phenomenal show, and I cannot think of a better way to end than reminding all of us that everything starts with a desire, everything. And so in order for you to really properly program your brain, you must have a desire, a definite purpose, a definite chief aim, something that will attract other brains to you. Something that's worthy of masterminding, something that you can apply your faith to, something that you can create in an affirmation statement and have your self-talk connect with your subconscious mind to help you achieve that desire, something that you can specialize your knowledge in, something that you can use your creative imagination to connect you with, something that you can have organized plans to create, something that you can make a decision about, something that you can use your brain, your sixth sense, and your subconscious mind in order to bring it to reality. My name is Ann McMillan. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a wealthier business and life in every area of your life. And if you would like to connect and have greater clarity in every area of your life, you can go to annmcmillan.com and join our Clarity Group. And I would encourage you, as always, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ann McNeil, and we will see you next Saturday, same place, same time. And Johnny, thank you so very much for blessing us today with both books. And until next week, have a good day. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye. Goodbye.